constantly taking stuff out of your life at that moment, or, you know, stuff that's happened to you, but constantly working on stuff. So, and that keeps you sharp. And, you know, as any comedian will tell you, the real joy in comedy is a new bit, a bit that, you know, you've just crafted, and then it works. It's like you're discovering, you know, it's like you're gold prospecting and you found another nugget. So, but unless you keep sort of, you know, panning for that gold, you won't find it. So, yeah, that's what keeps me interested. And I'm as interested as I was, you know, 20 years ago, basically.
It's kind of an uncertain time for the world at the moment. Do you address that a lot in your stand-up?
No, I don't, because every other comedian does, to be honest. So I just think everyone's ploughing the same field, and a lot of the jokes are very samey. So, yeah, I keep trying to keep personal in my material. So, you know, individual to me. So not, you know, a joke that you could see one of a million comedians around the world doing, basically involving Donald Trump. So, you know.
If you had to pick just one of your jobs to do for the rest of your life, which one would it be?
Oh, definitely stand-up comedy. Yeah. I mean, the travel can be tricky on the family. There's no doubt about that. And my wife would probably pick something else for me, to be honest. But, I just love being on stage. So, yeah. I mean, I've said it before, but if someone said to me, you're going to spend 5 nights a week for the rest of your life doing stand-up comedy, not going to do anything else, I'd probably take that deal.
So, you've had a lot of opportunities, like in TV and radio over the years. Are there any little weird passion projects that you never got around to doing that you'd still like to?
Oh, look, yeah, I mean, I do. Oh, look, it's the, I mean, it's in my mind, it's still that sort of a sitcom or a comedy series, you know, based around me, you know, it's... But my stand-up, you know, is little sort of vignettes of my life. So, and you know, they really, there's no reason why they couldn't be played out, you know, sort of acted out or, you know, sort of, yeah, filmed at least. So, yeah, that's probably it.
Have you ever done a lot of acting?
No, I haven't. So it's, I mean, I've never really been given much opportunity, to be honest. So I think people decided long ago that I couldn't act, so... I mean, I didn't decide it. Other people have decided for me. So, you know, maybe in later life, that's a new field for me. I'd like to think so.
I got to interview your mate Will Anderson a couple of years ago, and he told me that he's always had this secret dream of writing like a sci-fi graphic novel series. He's just never had time to do.
A sci-fi graphic novel. No, I've never had a secret dream to write a sci-fi graphic novel series. I am doing is journaling every day at the moment. I got a laptop. My wife gave me a laptop for my birthday at the end of last year, and I'm finding that really, as well as helpful in my professional life, it's cathartic as well. So, yeah, just the process of writing every day is really helping me and helping me form ideas. And, yes, more time on the laptop could lead to some sort of writing project. I'm not sure what that'll be. But, I actually implore everyone to journal. Get yourself a journal and write down every day something, you know. So, and for nothing else than to be able to remember your life.
Do you have a kind of ritual that goes with that writing? Like you go to... a certain part of your house, like away from the kids, or like a certain time of day when everyone else is in bed?
No, not really. No, it's any time I've got a chance at the moment. So, yeah, so as long as I sit down and do it at some point during the day, it's, really handy. I haven't developed a ritual yet. Maybe I will, but, yeah, I know I do. I highly recommend it, basically.
And speaking of recording your life, have you ever thought of writing your own memoirs?
Yeah, look, people have, I've had offers to... write my memoirs, and I haven't done it yet, but you know, I think probably this journal will help me get to that point to record my life just so that, you know, someone can remember it. I imagine that will happen at some point.
Now, so your new comedy show, Deluded, is coming to the Brisbane Comedy Festival in March. What can we expect to see from you?
Well, I'd like to think that I'm in a really good place with my comedy. So, I'm feeling in control on stage. The audiences appear to be laughing a lot, certainly in the majority. I mean, you can't believe everyone, but, you know, I really feel like I'm in good form, Derek. And if they've seen me before, they'll be more impressed with me now. And if they've never seen me before, they'll bloody knock their socks off because they're wearing them. In Brisbane, maybe they're not songs, probably. But, you know, I'm having a good time.
It is still pretty summery up here.
Yeah, I know. It's you know, Brisbane can do a summer. Basically, it goes from, you know, August through to May.
Are you keen to check out any of the other talent at the festival?
Look, I am. I'm always, you know, you never, ever regret seeing other comedians. You know, sometimes they make you jealous because they're so funny or, you know, but, yeah, that always, you always get inspired when you watch other comedians. You know, it triggers ideas for yourself and, well, you know, even just seeing other people's attitude, you think, fuck, yeah, right, get some attitude. Attitude's good. So, yeah, no, definitely keen to see comedians.
Have you ever had, like, a younger comedian come up and say that you were a real big influence on them?
Yeah, I have, yeah, and that's always nice to hear. So, yeah, you know, you're definitely happy that people are, you know, I don't get it all the time, but, yeah, certainly do get it occasionally where comedians will go, you know, and really look up to you. So, you know, and sometimes they're, you know, selling more tickets than you are, so that is the shits, really, in the end. But no, I'm happy when comedians say they're inspired by me.
All right, well, thanks so much for talking to us today, Husey.
Good on you, mate. Appreciate the interest. And, yeah, looking forward to the Brisbane Comedy Festival, which I've never done before. So, you know, I love the powerhouse. That's a really good vibe down there. And, yeah, can't wait.